Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Talks between the U.S. and China to end their trade war will continue in Washington next week. Bloomberg reporter Andrew Maeda is joining us on our news line. Andrew, the two sides have been meeting in Beijing recently. How's that been going?
Looks like it's been going pretty well. President Trump gave some pretty optimistic remarks today. So did President Xi of China. President Trump said that the talks are going extremely well. He's again hinting that he may extend the March 1st deadline. That's the deadline by which he threatened to more than double tariffs on Chinese imports.
What are some of the big sticking points remaining between these two?
Sticking points include, the U.S. would like to see major structural reforms from the Chinese to their state-driven economy. So they want to see changes to the way that the Chinese subsidize state-owned enterprises. They also want to see changes to the way that the Chinese deal with U.S. intellectual property. The accusation from the U.S. is that China steals American IP.
Tell us more about this March 2nd deadline President Trump has set.
It's actually March 1st, and we're getting pretty close. Yeah, no problem. So March 1st is the deadline by which the president has said he would like to see a deal. If that doesn't happen, again, he has threatened to more than double the tariff rate on $200 billion in Chinese imports. So there's a lot at stake here, but the U.S. is definitely signaling that they're willing to extend that if the talks are going well.
China's economy has been struggling lately. Is this trade war a big reason why?
I think it's a factor. China's economy was already decelerating. I mean, that's actually been part of their long-term plan. The trade war is certainly not helping. We are seeing signs that it is having an impact. And the other thing, too, is it's kind of forced Beijing to bring forward some stimulus to try to prop up the economy. And that gets them to get them into a situation where they're actually increasing the debt, which they were hoping to be reducing. So it's definitely a tough situation right now for the Chinese.
All right, Andrew, good update. Thank you. Bloomberg reporter Andrew Maeda.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.